the trumpets.
那么是今天是犹太人的新年，也是那个号角节。
This is to prepare us for Jesus coming back.
也是预备我们为了主的再来。
So when Jesus comes back one day, we will hear trumpets being blown.
所以我们当有一天号角吹响的时候，我们知道是我们的主再来的日子。
And it's also an opportunity for Richard to try out his shofar.
那今天也让我们的 Richard 弟兄来，我们来吹那个号角。
Okay, when Jesus comes back, hopefully it sounds like this. Not someone blowing his nose, yeah? Very good. Gosh, it's... He must have practiced a lot at home, huh? Praise the Lord. Very good.
感谢主，真的是越来越好吹了。
So if Anthony is listening...
如果 Anthony 弟兄也在线听的话，
他的老公，You should practice blowing the trumpet. He got a shofar. No, he can't. Yeah, it's in Saudi Arabia, isn't he?
Okay.
Next week is the Day of Atonement.
那么下周呢是犹太人的赎罪日。
In the plan of God, that's when finally God brings salvation to its conclusion.
在神的大计划当中，他把他的救恩最终带来。
If you notice, our salvation is not yet finished.
我们知道我们的这个救恩还没有完全。
We are legally saved.
我们只是说按立法来讲，我们是得救了。
We are children of God.
我们是有成为神儿女的身份了。
But we're still here.
但是我们还在地上。
We still have a sinful nature.
我们还是有一个罪的本性在里面。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters? That's why nothing has much has changed.When you gave your life to Jesus.
所以很多时候我们觉得说我们信主以后好像我们的里面没有发生太大的改变。
What did change, we received the Holy Spirit.
那么我们有改变的是我们里面的灵得重生，领受的圣
灵。But we're waiting for Jesus to come back.
我们还在等待我们的救主耶稣的来临。
And those of us who die before he comes back.
在那些我们在主回来之前去世的人。
Our salvation is complete when God gives us a new body.
我们当知道我们的主再赐给我们一个荣耀的身体的时候，我们的救恩就得完全了。
There's no more sin.
那么在那之后没有罪。
No more death.
没有死亡。
Amen.
Amen.
Make sure you are on the right side of God.
让我们确保我们走在一个正道上。
And then after that, we will dwell with God.
那么在那之后，我们会永远与主在一起。
For eternity.
永生都与主一起。
And that's what the third feast is. It's the Feast of Tabernacle.
这也是关乎我们之后讲的那个祝棚节。
And that's the final feast.
这是最后一个节期。
Where God dwells with us.
就是预表了主与我们同住。
Physically.
实实在在的与我们同住。
That's when God moves house.
这也是神换新家了。
He moved to us, not we moved to him.
不再是我们去到神那里，而是神住在我们当中。
Do you see how desperate God is?
有没有看到神是多么迫切的与我们同在吗？
He moved house to come to you, not we move house.
为了与我们同在，神竟然要搬家来到我们当中。
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Today I would like to speak to you about something that we heard many times.
今天我跟大家分享的讯息是可能我们听过很多次很熟悉的一个讯息。
Like I said to the group of intercessors during the week, I said some things are very important. You have to listen to it 6 times.
就是我在周间跟我们教会当中一些同工分享的时候呢，我说有些讯息里面很重要，要听至少6次以上。
So that you don't forget it.
这样呢，你会真的记得很牢，不会忘记。
Because this is a very important part of your understanding of who you are.
因为这对于我们明白我们自己真实的身份有一个很大的帮助。
And so, if you feel that you heard it before,
如果你觉得你之前听过类似的讯息，
you need to listen to it again.
今天也要仔细听。
And there's also other things that we spoke about during the last few weeks that we got to repeat again.
因为可能我们在过去几周我们讲到的讯息，我们今天还会再次重复。
So in a way, it's like a summary.
好像今天就会给大家带一个总结。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Amen.
How many of you know?We're living in the last days.
有多少人知道我们其实活在这个末后的时代？
Something very strange going around the world.
世界上有很多事情的发生很大的改变。
So many things are being fulfilled.
有很多东西呢，在过去被预言的已经实现了。
And one day, if the Lord will, we will go through some of the signs that why we say it's the last days.
如果真的是主允许的话，可能我们会经历在圣经中所预言的在末后的日子的一些迹象。
Amen. Because there are things that are happening today that haven't happened before.
因为在今天这个世界，很多时候发生的事情，在过往那些世代并没有发生过。
Amen. So the Bible says, partakers of the divine nature.
是你想说我们要分享神的本性。
We read here in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
我们在彼得后书一章四节说。
He said, by which he has granted to his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of the sinful desires.
这里说，因此他已把又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，使我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得分享神的本性。
So Peter is saying there is something about the believers that is in us.
彼得，使徒彼得呢，彼得呢是在讲说，在我们的信徒当中
that enable us to partakeof the divine nature of God.
所以我们的里面有一部分东西可以帮助我们来分享神的本性。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢？
You see, it could be interpreted many different ways.
可以有不同的方法来解释这个经
文。 But I'd like to encourage you to think of it in a what I believe is the correct way.
但是今天我跟他分享是我自己认为比较正确的一个说法。
You see, some people believe that there are some strangeteaching going around, believe some people believe if when the Holy Spirit dwells in them, they become little gods.
有一些很奇怪的一些教导说，如果当圣灵住在我们里面的时候呢，我们就变成那些小神。
So I actually heard on the YouTube of some really famous evangelists shouting, "We are gods! We are gods!"
我在那个在网络上呢，听到一些很出名的一些传道人，他们在那个布道当中大声说：“我们其实也是那种神小神。”
Well, that's heresy. We are not gods.
但是这个其实是误导人的，我们并不是神。
Our nature is human.
我们的本性是人的本性。
We will never be God.
我们不可能是有完全的那种神的。
So what does this mean? We partake of His divine nature.
在这里彼得说的我们要分享神的本性什么意思呢？
See, that's why what I just told you about is a wrong interpretation. If you ever hear that, you just say, God forgive them for their blaspheme.
所以刚刚我跟大家讲到那种说法，说如果就说我们是可以成为神的那种说法，那么以后我们就要小心这种
说法。 The last time when I heard a CEO, so he became very successful in one of the companies I worked, he stood there one morning and said,I am a God because I am so successful. So arrogant, the guy.
我曾经见到一个公司总裁，他在一个公司的大会当中对他的员工说，他说我就是神，因为我怎么怎么样的成功。
When I heard it, I thought, you are in trouble.
当我听到他这样的宣言的时候，我就哇，你有祸了。
And lo and behold, less than a year, he was struck down by a disease.
那么其实真的是 很奇妙的是在 一年之后呢、当时他就因为得疾病
Most of his intestines have to be cut.
然后呢因为他得的那个病呢他很多的那些肠啊都会被切掉
And from there onward he can only eat baby food.
从那之后呢他只能吃那种婴儿的那种流食
Here is a new multi-millionaire who stood there thinking he's a god now eats the same food as a baby.
曾经自称是亿万富翁，自称是神的亿万富翁，如今沦落到只能吃流食的状态。
He can't even poo in a toilet. He poo in a bag.
他甚至都不能自己的大小便，都必须要用袋子帮助他。
So be careful what you declare yourself to be.
所以我们非常小心我们的话语。
And that's why I said God forgive this preacher who called himself a God.
所以那时候我说神。
And teaches his congregation about the same thing.
所以那时候当我听到这样的宣讲的时候，我说：“神啊，饶恕他们！他们宣称自己是神的人。”
God will never share His glory with anyone.
神不会跟任何人来分享他的荣耀。
Amen. We can enjoy His glory, but we can never, never share that glory of God that belongs to Him.
我们可以享受神的荣耀，但是我们无法分享神当得的那个独唯一的荣耀。
And God's divine nature belongs to God.
神他的神性，他的本性只是属于神。
God is not created.
他不是被造的。
He self-exists.
他是自存自有存在的人。
That's why He called Himself I am.
所以他是我就是那一位。
He is the beginning. He is the power.
他是我是自有拥有存在的。
And He is in control because He is sovereign.
因为他是独一的神，他是尊至高的神，
所
以他是掌管一切的神。
He is all knowing. He is present everywhere.
他是知晓万有的神，因为他无处不在。
We humans can't do that.
但是对我们人不可能做到这一点。
So what is this partaker of the divine nature that God has given us? What is that?
所以这里彼得说的，我们要分享神的本性，到底什么意思呢？
The best interpretation that I can recommend is this.
我觉得我会跟大家推荐的一个我觉得最有说服力的说法。
When we are saved,
当我们得救的时候
we get adopted to God's family,
我们被领养成为神家的一份子
and we partake in the family of God.
我们成为神家里的一部分。
A relationship that belongs to Jesus and the Father, we partake in that relationship.
当父与子的那个关系，我们因为被领养以后，我们也成为这个关系的一部分。
Now that's precious.
这个是非常非常珍贵的。
Here is a relationship that between two persons of God, the Son and the Father. They have a relationship as Son and the Father, and we have been given the opportunity through adoption to participate in that relationship.
这个三位一体的至圣的神，这个父与子像这两个位格之间的独一的父与子的关系，我们因着借着被领养，我们可以介入到这个关系当中，成为这个关系的一部分。
Just like Lee Ga Sing adopt you as a son,
就好像李嘉诚领养你成为他的儿子。
You partake in his wealth.
所以呢，你可以去分享他的一个财产。
You have what a father would give to a son.
你可以享受一个父亲会赐给儿子的那一部分。
And you have been given the privilege of calling him father.
所以我们也被赐有这样的一个优先权，可以去称呼他为阿爸父。
Amen. When the queen was alive, you know, you wish she adopt you as her son.
当女王还在世的时候，你可能希望说她能领养你成为她的儿子。
Because when she does, you become a prince.
因为当女王过世的时候，你就会成下一位继承人。
You have privileges.
你就会有这个优先权。
You partake.
你分享这个他的权，他所拥有的。
What belongs to God?
我们能分享属于神的一部分。
What belongs to the two persons, the Father and Son, is this relationship that no angel can ever understand.
那么我们可以分享属于单单属于这两个位格父与。
Now, some of the angels are called sons of God in the Bible.
那么有一些天使呢，会称为神的儿子。
But being sons of God is not the same as the Son of God relationship with the Father. That God does not have the same father-son relationship with angels.
所以不同之处是，那么这些天使并不像我们一样跟父有这个父子之间的关系。
Even though they're called sons of God.
虽然他们被称为神子
but the Son of God that died for us has a relationship with the Father that is unique between the two of them.
这个为我们舍命的这个神的儿独生子耶稣基督与父是有一个独特的关系。
And so when we get saved,
所以当我们得救的时候
we partake in that divine nature.
我们可以进入到这个很独特的这个父与子的关系当
中。God shares that relationship with us.
神与我们分享他的这个关系
something that the angels envy
甚至连天使都没有得到羡慕的东西
if you know this
如果我们认识到这一点的话
meditate upon it
并且去默想这一点
pray about it
为此而祷告
what does that mean for me
那么这个到底对于你我来说是意味着什么呢
do I partake in that relationship with God
我如何来享受神所赐给我的这个关系呢
Because that, if when you enter into that sonship of God, when you are adopted into that family, It should transform your identity of who you are.
因为当我们真正的意识到我们父与子的关系，并进入到成为这个家庭部分的时候，会改变我们真实身份的一种认知。
And we should no longer feel that we are orphans.
我们不应该，我们再不用感觉我们自己是孤儿了。
I believe this truth is a lifetime of meditation.
我觉得这个真理应该是我们花一生的时间来默想，来领受的一个真理，一个知识。
Romans chapter 8 verse 15 say, For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father.
罗马书的八章十五节说，你们所领受的不是奴仆的灵，乃仍旧害怕，所领受的是儿子名分的灵，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。
Abba, Father.Is something that angels cannot that say.
称呼神为阿巴父，这个连天使都不可能去做到的事情。
It's so wonderful.
是多么美妙的事情啊！
It's far more important. It's far more honor. It's far more glorious than being the adopted son of a king or anybody like that. To be adopted by God is special.
我们被神所领受神儿子名分这件事情，比在这个被这世上任何尊贵的君王所领养这个事都来得更加的荣耀和尊贵。
When the angels cry out, "Abba, Father," God say, "Who are you talking about?"
所以当天使如果称呼父神为阿巴父的时候，神都不会认识。
But when we cry out, "Abba, Father," God say, "That's me. What do you want, my son?"
所以当我们这么去呼叫我们的阿巴父的时候，我们的父会有给我们有回应的。
Amen.Let's make sure when we call Father means really something that is important.
所以我们在呼求阿爸父的时候，我们意识到我们所称呼的这位父是非常非常珍贵的。
You see, notice how when we receive the spirit of adoption into our hearts, that Holy Spirit inside us encourages us, give us that emotion, that very depth that is right inside, deep.Inside us, that we are able to cry out, Abba, Father.
所以，当我们领受这个很被领养的灵的时候，我们知道圣灵进入到我们里面，能搅动我们的灵，可以深深的去呼求阿巴父。
Amen. And the Bible calls it deep calling the deep.
在圣经的经文说，深渊与深渊的一个响应。
In Psalm chapter 42 verse 7, say deep.Calls onto the deep at the noise of your waterfall, all your waves and billow have gone over me.
诗篇四十二篇七章讲，你的瀑布发声，深渊就与深渊响应，你的波浪与涛漫过我身，波浪洪涛漫过我身。
See, before I became a Christian,
在我成为基督徒之前
，when I'm in trouble, when I'm in distress.
每次当我遇到困难或者我真的很焦虑的时候
There's nothing inside me that will cry out.
但是我的内心深处还没有学会说去深深的呼求
There's nobody to call out to.
觉得没有人可以去呼求
All I have is pain and distress and depression that cries out to just it's more like a release, but it's not crying out to anyone.
所以那个时候我觉得我里面那种压力那种惆怅那种负担只是让我有一种深深的叹息但是没有人可以让我去呼求
But when the Holy Spirit comes into my heart
但是当圣灵住在我里面的时候
The spirit of adoption
当那种领养的灵进入到我里面
Because I'm a son
因为我现在的身份是儿子
In my pain and distress
在我的痛苦在我的焦虑当中
Like I hope you do the same You cry out FatherHelp me.
我希望大家也有尝试这样的一种做法，深深的去呼求说：“父啊，帮助我。”
主啊，
主 ，Lord, help me.
Amen. Do you notice now that you're Christian? You no longer say, "Ah, it's so frustrating." Now you cry out, "God, Father, Lord, help me."
所以与其以前自己在那边埋怨自己叹气什么，现在我们会正在我们的惆怅和焦虑当中，我们去呼求我们的主，呼求我们的父。
So what's crying out in you?
所以在我们里面一种呼求是什么呢？
Something very deep.
好像内心深处。
Like I told you last week.
就好像我上周跟大家讲的。
The fountain inside you.
在你内心的那个泉源。
God's presence inside you.
神的那个同在灵在你里面。
Like very deep into the well, into that spring,
就好像在那个泉水里面是很深的那个泉眼
calling out to something very deep,
呼求那个东西在很深之处
It's basically spirit communicating with the spirit.
其实是我们的灵与主的灵的一个回应
Psalm 42 says, "When the deep calls on to the deep."
在刚刚诗篇四十二章七节这里说，深渊与深渊的一个相应。
Now, if you listen to me last week,
如果大家听到我上周的讲到的话
，is the deep calling onto the deep
是
inside you，
是我们里面这个我们深藏我们里面的灵与主的灵的一个回应。
Right inside you is God，
在我们内心深处的是灵
，and you're calling out into the deep。
然后你深深的呼求着我们里面的灵
Hallelujah In that place where God is
是那就是主所在的地方
And he responds
然后这时神会有回应
His presence manifests
然后他的同在会彰显出来
Sometime externally
或者是一种外在的彰显
Or internally
或者是在内在的一种彰显
Where peace takes over
你会经历极大的平安
His presence takes over
会经历主的同在
Amen.
Amen.
There are many times when I'm praying and I say, God, please do something.
很多时候当我很迫切跟神祷告的时候我说主啊求你做一些事情
Where are you, Lord?
主啊你到底在哪里
Lord, if you don't come, I'm about to give up on you.
我说主啊如果你再不来我可能就要放弃了
And you threaten God.
你可能尝试在威胁神
Amen. You come up with new ideas.
你可能有很多突发的想法。
It's a child inside us. God, you better do this, otherwise I'm going to break something.
可能你里面就很小孩子气的那种想法，说：实际上，如果你不做点事情，可能我就要叫做些傻事了。
Anyway, probably here I'm the only one that does this.
看大家的反应，是不是只有我自己一个会这样做呢？但是我们在神面前，我们真实的自己。
One day, two days, a whole week goes by. We say, "Lord, please," and no answer.
可能你一天、两天、一周、两周，甚至一个月的过去了，但是你跟呼求神都没有任何反应。
Situation doesn't change.
你所面临的那个境况呢，没有改变。
But then, deep calls on to the deep.
所以这里你尝试去深渊与深渊的一种呼应。
In that prayer, suddenly His presence floods your room.
那么在你那种很迫切的祷告当中你突然经历到好像主的同在就临到你的房间
His hand burns inside your heart
主的手好像一种灼热在烧在你的心里面
And all you can feel is God loves you
然后你能感受深深的感受到主的爱
And he gives you the faith
他会给你这样的信心
Just for a few minutes
可能持续一段时间
When deep touches the deep
当这个深渊触摸到深渊的时候
And he disappearsIt disappears.
然后可能他突然就离开了。
Situation exactly the same.
但是可能那之后呢，可能情况也没有改，没太大改观。
Nothing has changed.
那你觉得好像没有任何事情发生。
About the situation.
关于你面对的情况没有改变。
Except.
除了一点。
The very deep inside me.
除了在我里面那个深渊。
Begin to well with living water.
开始有泉水涌流出来
Giving me the faith Giving me the strength Giving me the assurance That God is with me
开始给我有这样的信心有这样的力量有这样的确据让我知道主与我同在
It's precious
这一点是非常非常宝贵的
When you realize there is a living water inside you
那你开始会意识到你里面好像有这个活水流出来了
That can touch God
这个活水好像让你感觉可以触摸到神
And God can touch you.
神也会触摸到你
Even though nothing changes,
尽管好像外在的那个环境并没有改变
something has happened.
但是在你里面会发生的改变
And when that changes,
当这个这样的改变发生的时候
touched by God,
当你被 神的这个触摸到的时候
later,
可能几天之后
a few weeks later,
几周之后
you see your circumstance change.
你再来看你的情况的时候可能就会发生很大的改变
Amen. That's why God is not a microwave God.
所以我们知道我们的神并不是一种即时的快速的神
叮啊他啊
好像微波炉一样叮一下就好了
叮
神那我需要你叮一下就好了
No, it's a relationship
我们跟神是一种关系
Now let me show you in Jonah chapter 2 verse 3
在约伯
Jonah You know what happened to Jonah, huh?
在约拿书二章三节
He got swallowed by a fish
那这个约拿呢当时逃避神然后被大鱼吃掉
when he was inside the belly of the fish he prayed
当他在那个大鱼的肚腹当中的时候呢他跟神祷告
It's actually quite interesting when you study the prayer of Jonah inside the belly of the fish
当我们其实来看约拿在鱼腹当中的那个祷告的时候很有意思
Look at his words
看看他这里说的
For you, verse 3 For you cast me into the deep into the heart of the sea, and the flood surrounds me. What does he then say? All your billows and your waves pass over me.
这里说你将我投入深渊直到海心大水环绕我你的波浪洪涛漫过我身
You see, in Jonah's desperation, inside the belly is certain. His death is certain.
所以当约拿当时处的那种情况他觉得非常的窘迫非常的迫切觉得是没有指望了
He's going to be digested soon
他觉得自己肯定要被这个鱼吞食了
But what does God do?
但是这里神做了什么呢
His presence come over him
却有主的同在围绕着他环绕他
Gives him the faith
看到他的信心
Gives him the hope
哦，这个给他有很大的信心给他有个盼望
Brothers and sistersEvery time when we are struggling and we don't seem that God is answering our prayers,
很多时当我们很挣扎，我们觉得神没有垂听我们的祷告的时候
your prayers are never wasted.
我们知道我们的每个祷告都不是白费的
The spirit of adoption is inside you.
因为这个被领养的灵就在我们的里面
The river is inside you.
在这个深渊，这个大河就在我们的里面
The fountain, the spring is inside you.
这个泉源也在我们的里面
It will cry out to the deep.
他会真的像这个深渊的一种响应。
He's deep in the belly.
当时约拿在这个大鱼的肚腹当中。
Somebody in eternity can hear him.
甚至在这个永恒的神都听到他的呼求。
Somebody in eternity can hear you.
所以直到今天，这个永恒的神也会能听到我们的声音。
He's called Father God.
他就是我们的这位阿爸父。
Abba Father.
阿爸天父。
Amen.He can hear you.
他可以听到你的呼求。
And when he hears you,
当他听到你的声音的时候
it's like waves come of his love and his peace come over you.
他的爱和他的恩典就好像这个波浪洪涛这样来漫过你。
So that he can strengthen you.
以致他可以来加添力量给你。
And overcome your situation.
来帮助你来胜过你的境况。
Amen. Many of us want God to take the problem away.But God wants you to overcome it.
And 那时候我们只是祷告神，那你把我们的面临的处境拿走。但是神想让我们去胜过我们的处境。
Many of us want God to destroy the giant in front of us, but God wants you to destroy that giant.
And 那时候我们祷告说，神，那你把我面前的这个巨人拿走。但是神说，我要让你胜过这个巨人。
Amen.
Amen.
And so, what has He done?
那么神做什么呢？
He always has a solution for us.
就是神永远有一个解决的方法给我们。
But often that solution comes from strengthening you, comes from giving you faith.
所以神给我们的解决方法是赐给我们力量，赐给我们信心。
Faith to believe in God, faith to receive from Him.
信心来相信神，信心来从神领受我们所需要的。
Faith to tell the enemy, get out of my life.
我们有信心来对仇敌宣战。
Faith to tell you, I can do this.
信心告诉我们可以靠着主我们
可以做过 God will help me.
相信神会帮助我们
That comes from the deep
这样的信心是来自这个深渊里面的
Where the water is
当这个也是泉源所在之地
Where the Holy Spirit dwells
也是圣灵所在的地方
Amen,
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13, he said, In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, believe in him, were sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit.
这里以弗所书一章十三节说，在基督里你们听见真理的道，就是那使你们得救的福音，你们也信了他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
That's why the Holy Spirit is so precious to us.
这是为什么圣灵与我们而言是如此珍贵。
You see, Jesus never just as soon as he resurrected, it disappears.
当主耶稣他死里复活升天以后，他就不是说就消失了。
It tells all the disciples, you're going to get persecuted.
他不是告诉门徒，哦，你们会受到逼迫。
And by the way, I'm not going to be around.
但是你们受逼迫的时候，我已经升天了，我不在了。
Bye bye, and then he goes up in a car.
或者会说两手一拍就啊，我走了。
What kind of God is that?
如果他是这样的话，我们会觉得他是怎样一个神呢？
Amen. Many times, there are times when I say to God, God, I think I'm a better father than you.
那时候我会对神说，神，那我觉得我好像我做父亲都做得比你好。
You see, I should have been damned in somewhere already.By talking to God like that. But sometimes I'm honest. I say, Lord, I don't understand you. The way you act as though you don't care.
我这样说出来，我觉得我不应该这样讲，但是我觉得说，我不明白为什么父你会这样对待我们呢？
When the disciple really needs you, you disappear.
当那些门徒他们很需要你的时候，你却突然消失了。
He vanishes.
你突然就不见了。
He goes up in the cloud.
他去到那个云中，被接到天上去了。
But did you know, Jesus went up in order to be nearer to us.
大家知道吗？我们的主升天是为了让与我们更亲近。
Because when He is glorified on the throne, the Holy Spirit came so that He can dwell in all of us.
因为当主升天在父的宝座上受荣耀的时候，他可以赐下圣灵来住在我们每个信徒的心中。
God's strategy is by disappearing, He can actually dwell in us.
神的策略就是他看似消失，但是其实是与我们同在了。
Amen. And when the Holy Spirit dwells in us.That's God saying to you, you are guaranteed my son, my daughter.
所以我们当圣灵的出现是对我们绝对一个保证，是我们成为了神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit in us is a guarantee that we are adopted, that we are saved.
圣灵的同在是对我们最大的一个印记和确据，是我们是被神领养成为神的儿子。
Because the Holy Spirit is with us, what the Bible says is true.
因为当圣灵与我们同在，我们知道圣灵讲的也是真实的。
What God promised to us will come to pass.
神向我们所应许的一定会成就。
Amen.
Amen.
And that's why in verse 14 he says, "Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of His glory?"
十四节讲，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神的子民得救赎，使他的荣耀得到称赞。
It is so important for you and I to realize that God dwells in me.
所以对于你我来说，我们要真正的意识到神是与我们同在的，非常重要。
But many of us, including myself, we are so used to looking for something external.
所以可能很多时候，我们包括我自己在内，我们尝试来追求一些外在的东西。
As though God is so far away.
我们好像觉得神好像离我们很远。
But God loves us so much, He makes sure that He's in us.
但是神如此的爱我们，他会确保他是住在我们的里面。
So when you are seeking God, seek the God that's in you already.
所以我们来寻求的神是那个已经住在我们里面的那位神。
You remember what I said last week?
记得我上周跟大家讲的什么吗？
I don't know if some of you practice. See, I put a hand here, so that it's an act of faith. Say, God, you're here.
所以当我上次跟大家讲的我自己的操练呢，就是我会按手在我这个肚腹当中，我觉得是你所在的地方。
God, this is my heart.
我说这就是我的心。
The center of my being.
是我整个所视的一切中心。
I believe this is where I can really sense you.
我相信这是我能感受到你的一个地方。
Then I pray in tongues and I worship.
然后我接下来会在灵里面祷告，讲方言敬拜神。
I say, Lord, give me peace.
然后我跟神。祷告说：“求你赐给我平安。”
Touch me, Lord.
能真的来触摸我主。
Help me, Lord.
帮助我主。
And those of you who tried it, it works.
我们当中如果有人这样做，我相信一定行得通。
If it doesn't work, try again.
如果好像效果不是很好，那么继续尝试。
Try again and practice.
再继续的尝试，继续操练。
You don't have to do this. When you're used to, you don't have to do this. It's just an act of faith.
那时候我们好像 这个动作只是一种信心的一种操练。
Amen. That He dwells in you.
让我们知道说主与我们同在。
If you are seeking healing,
如果我们寻求神的医治。
If you are seeking something that is impossible,
如果你来寻求一些好像觉得不可能成就的事情。
Healing is here inside you.
这个医治已经在我们的里面了。
Not some manifestation that you're looking for.
不单单是追求外在的一种好像彰显。
Do you understand?
大家明白吗？
If the Holy Spirit dwell in you, then all what you need is already inside you.
如果圣灵已经是在我们里面，那我们所需的一切都已经在我们的里面。
Amen. Because but somehow we're so used to begging God for something external.
因为很多时候我们常常习惯来祈求神赐给我们一些外在我们看得到摸得到的东西。
Now God may manifest externally.But one thing that's guaranteed, He's inside you.
当然神会通过外界东西来彰显，但是我们应该确定的是神是住在我们的里面。
There's a river that flows from the throne.
从神的宝座上所流淌的这条河。
According to Revelation.
在启示录当中所记录的。
But there's also a river that flows from inside you.
当然也有这个从我们的肚腹当中所流的这个活水的江河。
This one is much nearer.
这个江河离我们更近，不是吗？
Why don't we drink from it?
为什么不尝试从这个河水里面
Why don't we practice to rely upon it?
为什么我们不尝试来操练来依靠这个活水呢？
But your mind keeps telling you, no, God is somewhere in eternity. No, He dwells in us.
可能很多时候我们的头脑告诉我们，神啊，离我们很遥远，在那永恒当中。但是神确实在我们的里面已经。
He is also in heaven, but because He's in heaven, He can come inside us as well.
是的，神确实在天堂，但是正是因为他的天堂，他同时也可以住在我们的里面。
He says these words in John 14 verse 20.
主耶稣在约翰福音十四章二十节说
In that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you.
这里说到那日你们就会知道我在父里，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
So who is inside who?
谁到底是谁在谁里面呢？
We are inside God and He is inside us.
我们在神里面，神也在我们里面。
Hallelujah. That is security of security over security.
这个确保加确据加确据很几几几几几重确保了。
If you're inside something, that something is inside you, try and escape that.
如果已经几成的一种保护了，已经是，所以就是怎么会逃不掉的
？Then he says in verse 23, Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him."
这里二十三节接着说，耶稣回答他说：“凡爱我的人，就会遵守我的道。”
He uses the word home.
他说我的父会爱他，并且我们要到他那里去与他同住。
When we invite God, He moves house. He goes from His temple into this temple.
所以当我们邀请神的时候，他会从他的住所来到我们这里，与我们同住。
We need to keep reminding ourselves, God is in me.
我们需要不断的提醒我们自己，神在我的里面。
God is in me.
神就住在我的里面。
Say to the person next to you,God is in me.
对你旁边的说，神在我的里面。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where is God?
神在哪里？
He's in me.
神在我的里面。
Now, how can God be in you?
那么神如何会住在我们的里面呢？
And that's why it is important for some of us sometimes to study doctrines.
这也是很多时候我们需要研读一些经文。
This is the doctrine of the Trinity.
这就是关于三位一体神的一个讲义。
Jesus and the Father is in your heart because of the Holy Spirit.
父与子可以住在我们的里面，是借着圣灵的内住。
Amen.
Amen.
If the Holy Spirit is in your heart, then God the Father, God the Son is also in your heart because the three are one.
所以如果我们明白三位一体的道理的时候，我们知道如果圣灵住在我们里面，那么这个三位一体的父与子也同样的住在我们的里面。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's just that the Father has a certain expression of God. The Son has an expression of God, and the Holy Spirit has an expression of God.
就是说，这个三个位格，父、子与圣灵，他们都有各自的一种彰显。
The three can be distinguished, but they're also one.
他们这三个可以看似不同，但是同时也是合一的。
The expression of the Holy Spirit is something like this.
那么圣灵的一种表达是可能是这样子的。
Loving and comforting.
它是很给一种爱的感觉，一种很安慰的感觉。
The expression of the of Jesus is like a brother.
那么我们那个子的耶稣主耶稣的表达就好像一种长兄的感觉。
And the expression of God the Father is a father.
那么作为父的那种彰显就是用慈父的感
觉。Now can you see, thy king, your kingdom come.Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
当我们说主导文说，愿你的名为尊，你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上的时候。
See, the word earth can also mean this earth.
所以说，愿你的旨意行在地上，这个地也可以代表我们。
Now, is your body made of earth?
因为我们都是从泥土所造的。
It is, isn't it?
是的，我们都是泥土。
If you don't believe that, next time when you have a bath at home, you see along the side, that's mud. That's your dust.
所以我们知道我们人都是被泥土所造。
Amen? We are made of earth.
我们是被泥土所造的。
That's why he says, let your will be done on earth. God、
Amen.
Here inside you, doing his will in you.
所以当我们祷告说主愿你旨意成就在地上成就在我们里面的时候就是父的旨意成就在我们身上
Now, when this now becomes a reality in your mind that God dwells in me God dwells in me
所以如果我们把父神住在我们里面这个想法变成一种实质的时候
It will change your life
会很大的改变我们的想生命
It will really change your life
会真的改变我们的生命
When you pray, you notice God is inside you.
我们知道神真的在我们的里面。
Sometimes He manifests around you.
很多时候这种同在会彰显出来。
He gives you the strength inside you.
会真的你里面有从神来的能力。
And then you realize He's with you.
然后你会真的知道他是与你同在的。
Ever so close to you.
他与你是如此如此的亲密。
And that transforms our thinking.
这个认知会大大的改变我们的想法。
If the river is in me,
如果这个江河在我们的里面
I have the resources.
我就有这一切的供应
There's nothing I can't do.
没有任何事情我们不能做
Amen.
Amen.
Just think about it.
仔细去想一想
Paul called it life is in me.
保罗称生命在我们的里面
Amen. If the Holy Spirit dwells in me, life dwells in me.
如果圣灵住在我们的里面，神的生命就在我们的里面。
What does that mean then on a daily basis?
那么这个是我们怎么运用到我们每日的生活当中呢
？There's life.
我们的里面有生命。
There's power.
有能力。
Not only for myself.
不光只是为了我自己。
But for other people that come near me.
也是为了我周围的我所遇到的任何人。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's be a Christian with river flowing.
让我们成为一个基督徒是里面有活水的江河流淌的
Not just dry not, Just enough for yourself
不只是说我们里面这个水只是足够支撑我们自己
You know a few drops here and there
好像那个瓶子里面只有几滴水一样
Stir it up
但是我们要不断地去搅动我们的灵有更多的活水涌流出来
Now if you want to know whether there's really a river inside you
如果你想尝试一下你里面是不是有这个活水的话
you can stir it up.
你可以尝试去搅动这个泉源
you can command that life to flow in you.
可以命令这里面这个生命要涌流出来
There are times when you can say life in me Holy Spirit manifest yourself stir me Lord
很多时候我们会真的是迫切的去祷告说圣灵真的是彰显出来把我们里面的生命搅动起来
And it works
大家这样去祷告一定行得通
Amen. That's why at home try this right shut all the windows and all the doors no one can hear you you just begin to stir yourself and you watch the spirit begin to rise in you
所以如果在家里面把窗户啊门窗关好了，然后你可以很大声的在操练去呼求神。
Amen. When we get angry, you're stirring your human spirit. You get more and more angry and you want to kill your husband.
所以当我们在怒气当中的时候，我们人的怒气的时候，我们 越来越怒气，所以你就尝试好像有过激的行为。
In the same way, stir it up, believe.
用同样的这种怒气来，但是是搅动我们里面的灵。
And that's why finally we read Romans chapter 8 verse 11. If the spirit of him who raised this Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
罗马书的八章十一这里说，然而使耶稣从死人中复活的神的灵若住在你们里面，那使基督从死人中复活的也必借着住在你们里面的圣灵使你们必死的身体又活过来。
So when we give our life to Jesus,
所以当我们信主的时候，
we become partakers of his divine nature.
我们可以分享神的本性。
And that means adopted as his children.
换言之，我们就被领养成为神的儿子。
We enter into his sonship.
我们进入了与父与子的这个关系当中。
He sends His Holy Spirit to us.
然后神赐下圣灵在我们的里面。
As a guarantee that that is a fact.
作为一个凭据，作为一个印记在我们的里面。
And as a fact, that divine nature, that relationship that we have with God.
所以这种神的本性，我们与神的这个神圣的关系。
Becomes an endless supply of living water and life inside you.
会成为无止境的一种生命的泉源在我们里面流淌。
That makes Christians very powerful people.
这会让我们真的基督徒非常非常有能力的人。
So church, let me see that power.
所以教会众子们，让我们要看到这样神的能力彰显。
And if you don't have that power, stir it up.
所以我们觉得好像没有这样能力，是我们不断的去搅动，不断的去呼应。
Stir it up.
我们不断的去搅动我们的灵。
Amen. Stir it up. It can be stirred.
我们里面的灵可以被搅动。
Amen. Many years ago, a man came to me and said, Pastor, I want to speak in tongues. I said, speak then.
很多年前，我记得有个弟兄找到我说，他说啊，他想讲方言。然后我说，你就说吧。
He said, but I can't. Of course you can. Speak.
然后我说，他说，但是我讲不了。他说，你说什么呢？你一定可以。
And because he's an African, you can only do this to Africans.
因为他是非洲人，就是我们用这种方法用在他们身上是可行的。
Mic,
然后呢，我就拿着我的麦克风，
two big speakers,
然后旁边有很大两个扩音器。
I shouted, "Speak in Jesus' name!"
然后我就非常很大声对着这个麦克风讲说：“奉耶稣基督的名，讲出声来。
”That's he went stirred him up. He just start speaking.
然后刚刚他听到我的声音后，突然他的好像里面的灵被搅动起来，就开始讲方言。
Now, what happened then? He stirred up.
其实这样做就是。搅动他里面的灵。
He can do it. The power is in you.
就是我们知道说，我们能力已经在我们的里面。
Just need to stir it up.
我们需要来开启，来搅动这东西。
The gift, the prophetic gift is in you. Just stir it up.
我们这个先知预言的能力在我们里面，我们需要搅动出来。
Anytime, anywhere, whether you feel dry or you feel happy, the river's there.
So
Holy Spirit's there.
任何时候，不管你是低落的时候，还是你开心的时候，圣灵都在里面，那个江河都在那边。
Don't believe in nonsense. You have not grieved the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is there. He's waiting for you to stir him.
不要相信说让我好像我们让圣灵担忧了，圣灵就在等待我们，圣灵就在那里。
Say to yourself, I'm a powerful person.
对我们自己说，我们是有能力的人。
The Holy Spirit is in me.
因为圣灵住在我的里面。
Say it, the Holy Spirit is in me.
圣灵住在我的里面。
The river of God is in me.
神的江河在我们的里面。
And I can stir it up.
我可以搅动我们里面的灵。
Let's all pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you.
父，我们感谢你。
That we partake in your divine nature.
我们可以分享神你的本性。
In that family of God.
在神你的家庭当中。
That the Holy Spirit is our guarantee.
我们知道圣灵是我们这个凭据和印记。
That we have been adopted into that family.
直到我们确实进入到神你的家中。
And today, Lord.
主啊，我们今天。
Our hearts are living water.
主啊，我们的心是有活水的江河。
There's power that flows through us.
主啊，有能力从我们里面流淌出来。
And we will never lack.
主，我们知道我们永远不致缺乏。
So I just pray for every person in this church.
主要为我们教会的每一个人祷告。
Whatever struggles we have,
不管我们现在面对怎样
的挣扎。Whatever issues we have,
不管我们现在面对什么样的问题。
We can look into this earth, our hearts.
我们都可以看进入到我们的心里。
To know that God is with me.
知道神是与我们同在的。
Lord, I'm not an orphan.
主，我不是一个孤儿。
I am greatly loved by God.
我们被你深深所爱着。
There is a power that dwells in me.
主，在我里面有你的能力。
Eternity dwells in me.
永恒就住在我的里面。
I just pray, O God, for every single person in our church.
主，为我们教会的每个弟兄姊妹祷告。
No matter what impossible situations they find themselves in.
不管我们现在面对任何觉得不可能的情况
Whether it's to do with their sons and daughters at home
不管是他们家中的儿女的事情
This power that is in me
那个在我们里面活着的能力
Can change things
可以改变我们的现状
Father, let us drink this water
主，我们要从你里面来喝这个活水
I thank you, Lord
主，感谢你
That I'm a son and I'm a daughter of God
我是属神的儿女
Adopted into your family.
主被领养进入到神你的家中
Holy Spirit, I thank you.
圣灵，我谢谢你
That you are my comforter.
你是我的安慰者
You strengthen me.
你会赐力量给我
And you give me life.
主，你会赐给我生命
Let's all stand.
好，让我们站立起来 Hallelujah.
Oh
当中你觉得你的心里好像还有难处。
You can remove that. You can do something about that.
我们可以做一些事情来挪走这样。
In your mind right now, in your mind,
在我们的思想当中，意念当中。
You confess.
你这样子去宣告，承认。
The river of the Holy Spirit will flow in my heart.
是你的活水在我的里面流淌出来。
Christ is in me.
基督在我的里面。
Christ is in me.
基督在我的里面。
Holy Spirit, help me to stir up that water that is in me.
是你帮我搅动在我里面的活水。
Just make up your mind.
让我们下定这样的心志。
Believe.
让我们相信。
That river will flow.
这个生命的活水会流淌
出来。That life will flow in me. Hallelujah. 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 Just let that.Let Christ that dwells in you.
让基督住在我们的里面。
Hallelujah. 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 Keep praying.
让我们持续不断的祷告。
Hallelujah. 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 Just allow that spirit to continue to flow in you. Hallelujah. Come on, let's start.
让我们继续的祷告，让这个活水流淌出来。Hallelujah.
Connect with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，让这个活
水。Let every river flow.
主，让我们里面深渊，深渊的活水，这个泉源里面的活水要涌流出来。
Connect with that life.
Hallelujah. 让我们要与这个生命相连接。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 是
主。Stir it up.
主啊，搅动我们的灵，主啊。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Whoa. Hallelujah. Jesus name. Stir it up.
主啊。圣灵在搅动我们里面，让主你的生命流淌出来。
love you, Lord. For you dwell in us. Christ is living in me. Hallelujah. 住在我的里面。
他住在我的里面。神住在我们的里面。大家讲，我们都来说，神住在我里面。
He lives in me.
神活在我的里面。
Christ is in me.
基督在我的里面。
And he dwells in me.
神住在我的里面。
He lives in me.
他活在我的里面。
Father, what a privilege and honor.
主，这是多么大的尊荣。
That we are not worthy.
主，我们不配。
In our sinful nature.
主，在我们的罪的本性当中。
And you found a way.
主，你找到这个方法来与我们同住。
To dwell in us.
住在我们的里面。
Father, may we acknowledge you every morning.
Yes, Lord.
主，用每个早晨都来认定你。
Every evening.
每个晚上。
May we rise up when we go to sleep.
不管我们起身或者躺下。
In our dreams.
在我们的梦里。
In our thoughts.
在我们的每个意念当中。
May we be in constant communion with you.
让我们在不停地持续不断地与你沟通。
I thank you, Father.
主，父啊，我谢谢你。
That you dwell in me.
谢谢你住在我的里面。
You love me so much.
主，我们爱你。
That your love for me is far beyond human understanding.
主，你对我的爱是超乎我们的想象。
Everything that you do for me is for my best interest.
主，你每天在我生命中所做的都是与我们最有益的。
Father, I am tired of being in control.
主啊，我不要再尝试自己去掌控一切。
God is saying to some people, you are tired of being in control.
我们神在对我们当中有人在说，可能你已经很受够了，自己去超乎一切东西。
No matter what you do, nothing really changes.
不管你尝试做多么样的改变，好像都没有什么进展。
Release your control.
让我们放下我们自我操控的这种方法。
Let Jesus be in control.
让主来掌控。
Trust him to turn things around.
相信他可以让事情有转机。
I believe, I don't know if it's somebody online or people here in this church, on Tuesday you have a very important meeting.
我不知道是我们教会当中还是在网上的弟兄姊妹。 可我们当中的有一个人，你周二有一个很重要的会。
Don't know what to do. You don't know what to do.
你可能不知道要怎么去进行这个会议。
But God is in control.
相信神掌管一切。
God is in control.
神在掌管一切。
Be surprised.
你真的要有这个期待。
Hallelujah. God is good to you.
知道神是良善的神。
God is faithful to you.
神是信实的神。
Every step that you take,
你所走的每一步,
He's guiding you.
神都会带领你。
Honor Him.
我们来尊荣他。
Acknowledge Him as your Father.
让我们来承认他是你的父。
Acknowledge that He dwells in you.
让我们来认定他真的是与我们同住的。
And may you experience the overwhelming peace that comes over you.
让你经历这种
And that joy will well inside you.
这个喜乐从你里面流淌出来。
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your promise.
父，我们谢谢你的应许。
And for your goodness.
谢谢你的良善。
I pray that you bless every person in this church.
主，我们祷告，求你祝福我们教会的每一个弟兄姊妹们。
The whole family.
以及我们的家人。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Pray for people who need prayer.
如果大家有需要，可以到前面，我为你祷告。神祝福大家。